Om Shanti. Today now we are going to revise today's Sakar Murli. It's 15th August 2017. Essence, sweet children, you have to show the Father through your divine sweet behavior. Give everyone the Father's introduction and enable them to claim a right to their inheritance. Sweet children, you have to show the Father through your divine sweet behavior. Give everyone the Father's introduction and enable them to claim a right to their inheritance. Question: what are the signs of children who are soul conscious? What are the signs of children who are soul conscious?
So,
you are very lovely. And apart from Murli, simply follow Srimad. So after following Srimad, they will become sweet, or as because they are sweet, they follow the Srimad. Sweetie. And what else?
Easy nature.
Easy nature. And they will mold themselves easily. Easy nature, flexible. And soul conscious. Yeah. So the answer is, they are very sweet and lovely. They follow Srimad accurately. They never make excuses about doing any task. They always say,
yes.
Haji, yes. They never say, no. Whereas body conscious people think that they would lose their honor by doing a particular type of work. Soul conscious children always follow the Father's orders. They have full regard for the Father. They never become angry or disobey the Father. They do not have attachment to their bodies. They make everything of their prosperous by having remembrance of Shivbaba. They would not ruin anything. So apart from the Murli, the points which I have discovered or I saw, what are the signs of children who are soul conscious? So first one is happy. They are always happy, cheerful. And the next one will be detached. They are always detached. Detached observer. And they won't go in the parchintan and pardarshan. They won't see others. They won't think about others. They are just busy in themselves. And the children who are soul conscious, they will see others also as a soul. Okay, and what the more, they will never upset, as the Baba says in the Murli, they will never become angry or disobey the Father. So they will never become upset with anyone. And fearless and egoless. Clean and clear with Baba. They are always clean and clear with Baba. And the next one will be merciful. They are all merciful with Fathers. And the song is, no one is unique like the innocent Lord. Out of the whole big world, you can say Bharat in particular and Europe in general, because Bharat is the ancient land anyway. Today Baba has remembered Europe. Otherwise, normally Baba says that in general, all the world, and specially for the Bharat. But today Baba says specially for the Bharat and in general for the Europe. And I'm not going to read all the Murli, we'll just divide the few points. And then the Baba says, at this time, no human being, apart from you children, knows the Father. You two only know Him number-wise, according to the effort you make. So why Baba always say in the Murli, according to number-wise? So what effort we have to make? What kind of effort means what? Yeah, Prashad means what? So what is the first direction of Baba? Yeah, soul conscious. How much we remain all the time in soul conscious, according to that, we will come to know what is the really Baba. Because when the soul left the body, and when it comes to its original form, that time the soul comes to know everything. And that time all the questions are there in the soul. All questions get finished. That's why Baba says that how much you will remember the Baba, how much you will stay in the soul conscious stage. you will come to know what the really Baba is. So that's why many time in the Murli Baba used to say that who I am, that's the most important thing that you children have to know. Okay. It is sung, father shows son, son shows father. So in Laukik also the first father introduces his children that he is my child, and later on when the children become young, when they grow, they show their father by their work or by their actions, their deeds, whatever they do, they show their father. And Baba says, if they were to know him, they would be amazed and wonder why, although they are the children of God, they are unhappy and in the Iron Age. Baba says about the worldly people, when they will come to know the Father, they will amazed, they will become astonished that we are the children of such a Father, and then why we are unhappy, why we are in the Iron Age. The first question to ask is, what first question? Baba always say in the Muli, first question we have to ask everyone. What is your relationship with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? Those who ask definitely have to know the answer. If we are going to ask the question others, first we have to know the answer, then only you can ask to others. No one else asks because no one else knows. No one else, apart from the children, Baba's child, no one can ask that question. There is neither knowledge nor ignorance. Baba is saying about now, Golden Age. In Golden Age, there is neither knowledge nor ignorance. Yeah, so what means that? Neither knowledge nor ignorance. Knowledge means which kind of knowledge? And what means that nor ignorance means? Baba's knowledge. Baba's knowledge means? Yeah, so there is neither knowledge. Neither knowledge means that deities don't have the knowledge of the Golden Age, means all the yugas, either of the Paramdham, of the Baba, they don't have that kind of knowledge. But they are always in the soul conscious state. So Baba says, there is neither knowledge nor ignorance. Then the Baba says, it requires a lot of effort to become soul conscious. Only those who remain engaged in Shiva Baba's service can become soul conscious. Who always remain engaged in Shiva Baba's service, they can become soul conscious. When someone has body conscious, that fragrance is gone from the person. If someone is body conscious stage, so the fragrance of the soul conscious is automatically removed from that person. From their behavior, from their action, we will come to know that they are in body conscious stage. Those who are soul conscious are very sweet and lovely. Then Baba says, the father cannot call anyone who doesn't follow his Srimad, his child. Baba cannot call anyone who doesn't follow Baba's Srimad. Baba cannot call them as a child. Externally, he may say, child. Internally, he understands that so-and-so is disobedient. And also, what status he would claim. From inside, Baba knows that, Baba knows everything. That's why Baba says that, I am Jani Janan Ha, I know everything. Both Bap and Dada can understand when someone is not following Srimad that it is because of body consciousness, that is, he is not following Srimad. This devilish world is so bitter. Mother and father, brother and sisters are so bitter. Baba say all the relations in this world are bitter. Why bitter? Because everyone is body conscious. Then the Baba says, for how long will you continue to move along slowly? Now Baba is asking, how many days, how many years, how many times you move along slowly? Those who are soul conscious are not body conscious about doing any particular type of work. The people who are body conscious, if you ask them to do any kind of work, just like an example, if they ask them to do the sweeping or cleaning, they will not, because their body consciousness allow them. They are not easily, they will agree for that, to do that. When you were in Pakistan, Baba also did all type of works in order to teach you children so that you didn't have body consciousness about anything. So Baba is giving here the example, when Baba was there in Pakistan, even when they shifted from Karachi to here, Baba used to do the work, even Mama also, by their own hands. So by that way they can teach to children. You then fall even further down than those outside who are to become subjects. Now Baba here is saying about if you are in body conscious state, if you are living in Madhuban or either you are living in center also, if you will in body conscious state, you will further fall down than those outside who are to become subjects. Of the subjects, those who become wealthy will also have maids and servants. Baba is saying about the golden age. Yeah, in golden age also who are the wealthy, they will also have the maids and servants. Here, you go and become maids and servants. Everything has to be done with the intellect. Baba always say that we have to use our intellect. Everything has to be done with the intellect. It is understand that those who do not become children, who simply become very good, help us become very wealthy. They we see in world also means some people are they are very very helpful in Baba Seva. Even they don't come to center, but they always offer if they have some land or if they have any place, their plot, they give to the center. So Baba say if they won't become Baba child, but if they become helpers, they become wealthy in golden age. Here you children have to follow Srimad. Otherwise Maya will deceive you a great deal. It takes effort to finish body consciousness and to become soul conscious. Baba says, if you come and ask me, I would instantly tell you whether you are obedient or not. Yeah, Baba is saying, if you come and ask me, I would instantly tell you whether you are obedient or not. Now Baba is saying, we are different from those uneducated people who are religious. Only you are religious in this world. So what is the mean of religious? Here Baba is not speaking about the Hindu, Muslim, that kind of religious. Yeah, means soul conscious stage. If you know the oneself, means that we are the soul. And if you know the Father, means we are religious. This too is number wise, according to your efforts. Those who don't even know the Father are irreligious. Irreligious and religious. Pandavas and Kauravas. Then Baba is saying, the father says, the stage of those who live at home with their families is better than of those who are free from bondages. Not all can be the same. They are number wise. So many times happen that people who are, they are living in center or they are living in Madhuban. As compared to them, the people who are staying in their household, they are living in their family. Their stage is so much high. The more sweet and perfect you become now, the more imperishable that will become in the future. If you say no to doing anything, it is understood that you have body conscious. Then the Baba is saying, you come bodiless and you have to return bodiless. Open. The unlimited Father is teaching you children, so you should have so much regard for Him. Baba is saying that Baba is teaching us so much, so we have to regard for Him. Monkeys don't have regard for anyone. If you are not giving regard to anyone, so it means we are monkeys. They would even howl at elephants. This is also said to be drama. Today someone is moving along very well and tomorrow there are storms of Maya. We are claiming our inheritance from Shiv Baba. When you forget this, everything is ruined. If we forget Shiv Baba, if we forget that we are claiming our inheritance from Shiv Baba, we ruin everything. Everything will prosper us by eating everything from Shiv Baba's bhandara. We have to prosper. Yeah, we have to. Everything will be prosper by eating everything from Shiv Baba's bhandara. If we have that consciousness that we are eating everything from Baba's bhandara, with Baba, whatever sustenance we are getting, either we are living in our home or either we are living in center or in Madhuban, if we have that consciousness that everything we are getting from Shiv Baba's bhandara, we are the trustee, then everything will become prosperous. If you leave this yagya, you make the intellect of others have doubt. If we leave the yajna, if we leave this jnana, then we make the other's intellects also doubtful. Yeah. The master teaches you a great deal. Remain unshakable and immovable. If you don't remain like this, Baba understand that you haven't yet reached the silver-edged stage. If you fall down, you have to get up and become alert. If you fall down, then also you have to get up and become alert. You have to remember him alone and listen to his murli. Where else would you go? There is only this one shop. Yeah, Baba is saying that, where would you go? There is only this one shop. Yeah, ek hi hatti hai. Those who are in the bondages and die in remembrance of Baba can also claim a good status because they died in remembrance of Baba. Their status would be higher than those who live here and are disobedient due to body consciousness. If we leave body in Baba's remembrance, then also we will become Bandhelivya. There is no other difficulty on this path of knowledge. Yeah, there is no other difficulty. Everything is very easy. Sahaj Raj Yoga. Baba is not giving us any trouble. Many stay in a lot of body consciousness. Baba doesn't tell you anything else, but internally he feels mercy in his heart. You receive a livelihood for your body from Shiva Baba's Bhandara, and yet you do not take care of the yajna at all. Here Baba is saying, we are getting all kind of sustenance from Shiva Baba's Bhandara, and yet you do not take care of the yajna at all. You have to take care of this yajna a great deal. Whereas centers are established, they are Shiva Baba's yajna. So question is, how to take care of yajna? What are our responsibilities? Yeah, so economy, we have to do economy. So there are a few points in the first we will see what are the gross, what are the materialist thing where we have to do the economy, we have to take care of yajna. So as electricity, as the sister says that don't waste anything. So in wasted there are so many things, food, water, electricity, or the facilities, whatever the facilities we are getting from the yajna. Then that will come in the subtle. Next will come the subtle. Now we are discussing about the gross things. Yeah. Then rules and regulations. The rules and regulations that we know that in Baba's room we have to give our mobile in silent mode. But if you are not keeping our mobile in silent mode, if our mobile rings, then it will create disturbance for the others. So there are the gross rules and regulations also there. There are the water tank is there. It's written is mineral water, not to clean utensil. But then also if we clean our utensil there. So by that way. So these all rules and regulations. So many things will come. Then the next one I think is health. If we are not taking care of our health, it's not like that we have to become body conscious. But if we are not taking care of our health, then if we become ill, we have to go and yajna have to spend a lot of money on our health. So that also one kind of waste. So, and the next one is help of yajna. If we are helping yajna through our body or with our any kind of wealth, so that one kind of help through what we do for the yajna. And if we are ready for any kind of seva of the yajna, either we are in the center or in Madhuban, if we are ready for any kind of seva, by that way we help the yajna. Through our qualities, yeah. So now we will see about what are the subtle things. How we can take care of yajna, how can we help yajna. What are the subtle things? Clean intellect. So what I think is, first is the purity. Behavior. Then second one I think is codes and conducts. What are the codes and conducts of Brahmin life? Then through our yoga. Baba always say in the Muli that each and every Brahmin souls are the bricks of this house. So we are all the bricks. So through our yoga, then our positive and elevated thoughts, and next one is actions and behaviors. If our actions and behavior is not good, people will raise, they will point out us. Oh, look at to them. They are the BKs. They are Brahma Kumar and Kumaris, and what they are doing. So our actions and behavior, our speech. If our speech, our action and deeds are different, then people also point out us. Look at to them. Then saying one thing and same thing will come. Saying one thing and doing other things. We are giving class here on the anger management. I'm not saying to you. In practical, if you are not following. So okay. Yeah, so many times it happened that nowadays everyone using the mobile, everyone have the WhatsApp in their smartphone. Means, and if they got any messages, they didn't pay attention on that. Either it's rumor or it's negative or bad, whatever. They just start to spread to others. They start to post it others. So that by that way also, we are spoiling the yagya. We are spoiling the atmosphere of the yagya. So then next one I think is the environment. How we will we destroy the environment of the yagya by our waste thoughts, gossiping. We destroy the environment of the yagya and not giving attention on our karma. If we are not giving attention, whatever Baba is saying, if you are not following Baba Srimad, so we are spoiling the yagya. We are not taking care of the yagya. So now Baba is saying, if you even afflict one or two, that is a great fortune. You have given them just the one mantra. Which mantra? Manmana Bhav. Simply say, remember the father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Then Baba is saying, the one who gives you that space also receive a right. Now here Baba is saying about the 3 feet land. Because at the starting of yagya, we are not getting land, not getting any kind of plot of space to start the Gita Pashala also. But many people are there who that time helped the yagya. Now also we see many people are there. If they have the land, if they give to Baba, Baba is saying the one who gives you that space also receive a right. Everything here began with 3 feet of land. There was just a small place and then it then gradually began to grow. Then Baba is saying all of this is to be destroyed. Baba is saying to the wealthy people that all of things, whatever we have is going to destroy. Rather than that, if you open 10 to 15 centers, many will be benefited and you will become very wealthy. So Baba is saying about the wealthy people, if they will give their land or if they help to yagya, if they will open the Gita Pashal or the center, yeah, by them they can uplift or they can benefit to other souls. Now essence for the dharana, first one. Keep the company of first class enlightened souls. Become soul conscious. Remain far away from the company of body conscious people. Second one, serve the yagya with a lot of love and an honest heart. Become very lovely and sweet. Show yourself to be worthy. Do not be disobedient about anything. Do not be disobedient about anything. Blessing. May you have the support of God's love and thereby become filled with happiness and peace and forget the world of sorrow. May you have the support of God's love and thereby become filled with happiness and peace and forget the world of sorrow. Explanation. God's love gives such happiness that if you become lost in it, you will forget this world of sorrow. To be able to have the desires of whatever you want in life fulfilled in signs of God's love. Not only does God give you happiness and peace, He makes you a treasure store of those. Just as the Father is the ocean of love and not a river or a lake, similarly, He also makes you children into masters of the treasure store of happiness. This is why there is no need to ask for anything. Simply use the treasures you have received in right way from time to time. Slogan, hand over the burden of your weaknesses to the Father and become double light. Hand over the burden of your weaknesses to the Father and become double light. So once in this class we saw a few points about how to give the our responsibilities to the Father and become double light. But now today Baba is saying, hand over the burden of your weaknesses. So that's the turning point for everyone, that today's homework for everyone, that how to give our weaknesses to the Father. Yeah, not vices, Baba. Yeah, vices also come in the weaknesses. Baba is saying, give your weaknesses to the Father. So that's the homework for everyone, how to give our weaknesses to the Father and become double light. Om Shanti.